Welcome, Photon Warriors. Commence strategic maneuvers at audible command signal. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin.
Jackalope Radio presents Movies Hate You. Movies Hate You, with your host, Rob Housechild.
Welcome to the Movies Hate You Show!
That's right, we don't have a theme song yet. When are we going to get a theme song? When is that band going to get started on the theme song, Todd?
One of these days.
Well, anyway, to screw you, Todd Sheets, this is the Movies Hate You Show, the only movie show on Jackalope Radio.
What? Is that...
Yes, that's right. The first and only radio show on the Jackalope family of stations and shows.
Lord help us.
Lord help us. That is on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Right? Is this the only... This is the first and only movie show on your station, isn't it?
No.
Anyway, like I said, go to hell, Todd Sheets. This is the Movies Hate You Show. We are sponsored
Welcome
by...
Welcome to the Movies Hate You Show.
Don't sing over me talking. Or I'll have to sing back.
The whole show's got to be musical.
We are sponsored by BMovie.com.
BMovie.com.
This show is Death Wish at 120 decibels, and man, that's all I can think of right now. What movie is that from? Write us at movieshateyou@gmail.com. Tell me what movie that tagline is from and get a free DVD. We've been getting nothing but people trying to rewrite this Jackalope description of this show, which does us no justice. But we leave it there because we want the perfect writer to come in and rewrite this thing. Todd, I want you to stop sending rewrites in under fake names trying to get free DVDs from me.
Someone's got to do it.
You know who's with us tonight, Todd?
Mr. Ree!
Of course, Mr. Ree! The dude who puts the man in Mandarin, Mr. Ree. Lee Peterson, welcome back. Yeah, hit the gong. Mr. Ree's here. My oriental manservant. I can't call you that, can I?
Is that my cue?
Yeah, that's your cue, I guess.
That's your cue. Mr. Ree, welcome.
Omokatai. That's Sasquatch for hello there.
That is what for what?
That's Sasquatch for hello
is
there.
Is Sasquatchian?
Yes, Sasquatch. Sasquatch. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot you don't speak Sasquatch.
Saskatchewan? Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan province of...
Do they come from Saskatchewan?
They might, actually.
If you're Saskatchewan, you better watch out. I love it. I love forcing Mr. Ree into dead air. It's so easy.
I'm totally. You know, you can almost hear the wheels spinning, can't you?
In his application for this job, he's like, I'm the quickest comedy master on the East Coast. And then I throw something at him, and he's,
Well, you know, just in case anybody thought this was scripted or anything.
And lest we forget our dreadlocked producer, Todd Sheets. You're here with us.
Dreadlocks?
I've seen you after a couple of days not washing your hair, brother. Those are dreadlocks.
What the hell? But I don't think you've ever seen
Welcome
me that
back
way.
To the show, Todd.
Thanks.
And just so you all know, Todd has to be on the show.
I do?
He has to be on the show.
Okay.
And that's what you told me. You said, I'll only give you a show if I'm allowed to be on the show with you.
Ah, okay. That explains it.
Mr. Ree, I think Hello. This is going to be another. This is something you ought to know, Todd, about Mr. Ree. Mr. Ree just celebrated a birthday recently.
It's true.
I think I sent him a birthday thing on Facebook, so I knew it.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd.
So you did your duty. You don't have to say it here. Is that what you mean?
No, I'll say it here, too. I'll even sing it, man. I'll say, happy birthday, Mr. Ree. Yeah. Happy birthday, Mr. Ree. Hey, yeah. Happy birthday, Mr. Ree. Happy birthday to you.
I like the karate sound.
Hey-ya! In there. Everybody is kung fu fighting.
Oh, God. Oh, no. The racism never ends.
I'm going to make a birthday card that you open up and it plays that.
That'd be sweet.
Kind of open up and it plays little songs.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Rob. Thanks, everybody, for wishing
me thank you for coming in on your birthday week to work the show. Thank you very much.
Wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. Seriously. Hey, did you know this show is sponsored by bmovie.com, Mr. Ree?
I've heard rumors. Rumors are abounding. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. The traffic levels are at record high over at bmovie.com because of this show. You know, you need to go over there and spend some money. You know, we're just going to start asking for money on the show because Mr. Ree needs a new computer. That's actually true. And we need to get him back up and running here. And Todd's tired of calling him on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants some Skype action going on with Mr. Ree. So we're just going to start taking PayPal donations for your new computer fund. Mr. Ree's computer fund. It could be an old computer. Do you prefer Mac or PC, Mr. Ree?
I'm a Mac man. I'm a Mac man.
You're a Mac. I take you as a Mac man.
My father was a Mac man. His father was a Mac man. And his father was a Mac man.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling you kind of got that soft tone of a Mac user. You've got that gentleness of someone who's stroking the Mac.
Once you go Mac, you never go back.
Right? Is that what they say?
That's what they say. That's what the Mac dealers said, anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had a computer for like 2 weeks, and it's crazy. I think by the time I get back to my porn stash, half these girls are going to be legal age.
It's a joke. Yeah, that's evidence, Todd. Please archive that, and we will. I think all the porn will be refreshed by the time you get your computer back. You literally won't see the same thing twice.
It'll all be
refreshed. So speaking of bmovie.com, I've been noticing a trend at the site, and there's a bunch of Bigfoot movies coming out, Mr. Ree. So I've forced you, with no pay, to review some of them. Will you do that for us tonight?
Well, you know this about me. I don't know if Todd knows this about me, but
I love turning the whole episode over to Mr. Ree, because if anyone who follows the show, the two or three of you, it takes Mr. Ree about 45 minutes to review one movie.
Yeah, pretty
and some people have written and saying it's my fault because I constantly interrupt you, but other people say, why don't you get somebody who wants to review movies on your review segment that winds up taking up the whole hour. But I think that your form of reviewing is so unique and so groundbreaking that it will be copied. I think that people don't really understand that, you know, if a movie's an hour, you should give it an hour review. If it's 2 hours, give it a 2 hour review. Why not? Give it as much time as the filmmaker gave you.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
Right? It's kind of like a crisscross. You know what I'm saying? We gave you a little something back. You know, I hate these 5 second reviews.
When it comes to Bigfoot movies, though, I mean, I don't even look at it as work. You give me 100 right. movies, and I'll watch them, and I don't care. I mean, I'm a Bigfoot fan from way back. I live and breathe and smoke and eat and drink Bigfoot, and you think I'm joking, but I would rather watch, you know, I'd rather watch a Bigfoot movie that I've seen a million times than The Iron Lady or something, which I don't know if you guys saw The Iron Lady. I mean, I loved Iron Man. I liked Iron Man 2. But this one just did not have the action that the other two had. And
I know, there's no suit. I was like, where's her suit?
Yeah, I get it.
I kind of like the prequel, Iron Monkey.
Oh, didn't see that one.
Yeah, I like that one. Oh, you didn't see that one?
No, I didn't see that one.
Check that one out. It's an Asian film. I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
Hmm. You'd think so. We're having a meeting tomorrow at the Asian Club. So.
Oh, is that true?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All of us Asians, we all get together, and we plot world domination.
Oh. Must be Chinese.
Basketball teams, that kind of thing.
Must be Chinese.
Yeah, I think. I forget. Is it Chinese, Japanese? I can't remember now.
If we had to review the show right now, like if we stopped it right now and had to review the show, what would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10 right now with where the show's going?
-3.
I'm with you, Todd. I'm not. It's just the energy level tonight is really weak.
Come on, pick it up.
There's a lot of like, oh yeah, and a computer without 2 weeks and blah blah blah. You know, blah blah. Wake up, Mystery.
Oh no, you're putting it all on my feet. Okay, all right.
You are our guest tonight. For lack of anyone else interested in coming on this stupid show. You are the guest. Every other episode is usually turned out to be, sometimes 2 weeks in a row, whatever. I turn the show over to you. It's your big time to shine, man. And you just go, I was walking down the street and I stepped on some bubble gum. And then I carried that bubble gum for like 6 blocks. And, you know, I was getting stuck to everything. And then I took off my shoe and then somebody came by. You know, come on, man. Nobody wants to hear
it, bro. That's my story. You're stealing my story.
You know, guys, I can live and breathe Bigfoot, and you know, Bigfoot's a big part of my life. 15 minutes about how much you're into Bigfoot, yet you've got a stack of Bigfoot movies to review, and you haven't done anything yet on the review. Every time I turn it over to you, we go somewhere else.
What's that Scream of the Sasquatch? Have you seen that one?
Is that the Fred Olin Ray picture?
Well, I know it's definitely put out by his company.
I want to see that. I think Mr. Ree, that's on his stack to review.
I've got
it. Yes, I've not watched that one yet, but I have watched a ton of others.
Okay,
which I'd love to get to. Shall we start now?
Let's do it.
More preamble.
Let it naturally flow. Don't get the "should we start now" stuff.
Let's do this.
This is what's killing us. This is why we're a -3. You know, we've got 50,000 downloads every week, or is it up to 60 now?
Let the poor Asian bastard talk.
This is the best we can do for these people. Think about it, man. Think about all the disappointed people. These guys in Afghanistan are fighting, and they're listening on their. They've got these iPods they've made out of stone. The little kids over there, they sell these little iPods made. They make them out of stones, and they pay a couple dollars for it or a pack of cigarettes, and then they tune into the Movies Hate You show. And you got a guy complaining, "I don't have a computer." Guy's getting shot at over there, man. "I don't have a computer, man. I was walking down the street and the bubble gum got me," and this guy's laughing at you, bro. You gonna take that?
Yeah.
Fight for your place on this radio show. Fight for it, because there's a line of guys that want to play the fake Asian role that you play every week.
Really?
Tired of you, man. You're killing me. Todd, you want to do Mr. Ree from now on?
Mr. Ree's doing just fine, but you just want to allow...
Send me your headshot. I'm looking for a new Mr. Ree.
You won't let him talk, man.
Next 5 minutes. I'm not going to let you talk. You got 5 shows on this station. All you do is talk on mine. The hell with both of you? Why don't you guys start a show?
We did. We just brought you in as a co-host. It's called Movies Hate You, remember?
We're even getting away from the whole point of the show. This show is to expose Hollywood, the BS that goes on.
We've never done that.
The conspiracy to control your brain. We're not even doing that.
We've never done that.
It's taken us 6 months to even get one episode in the can where we can get one freaking review out. Wonder nobody's sending us money.
Better us than the televangelists, I say.
I'm going to start doing that.
I think you may need to, especially you could start the church of not letting anyone talk.
They don't let anyone talk.
I know, it'd be good.
But just pass the hat around. I just keep talking, they keep paying. That's the way it goes. Speaking of which, my Jackalope check didn't come in this week. So
sorry.
Just a reminder. I'll call the office tomorrow morning.
It's in the mail, yeah.
Yeah. Just letting you know, the royalties didn't come in yet. Yeah, and for some reason, the bmovie.com sent you the check by accident, but you never forwarded it to me, so we can get that sponsor check back to me. Thank you. Mr. Rhea and I still can't pay you until you get a review out. I'm sorry. I hear all this money going back and forth, you know.
I just got done saying I would gladly review Bigfoot movies for free, so, you know, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, we can't review Bigfoot movies every episode. And you're under contract to review at least one movie, or at least mention a movie that someone can go buy at bmovie.com, or they're going to start sending us this stuff, and they're going to want those Bigfoot movies back.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell people right now.
Okay.
Go to bmovie.com. This second. Go to
that's b-movie.com.
B-movie.com.
Okay.
You can put www in your browser if you want to.
How do you get there? Like, if I'm walking down the street and I say, you know what, I want to visit bmovie.com, what do I have to do?
You know what? If I had a computer, I could tell you.
A man with no computer sending you to a website.
Yeah, but I understand.
Do not trust that person.
So go there, and the first thing you do is wherever you can, find a little window and type in the numbers 1313.
Oh, no, not again. 13,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me... Are we back to this? Does this series ever end?
Well, apparently it will end. Apparently there are 13 of them.
Oh, no.
Right now. And yeah. 13. This is the David Dakota straight-to-video series that we have talked about a few times. In the past, yes.
This is the Abercrombie and Fitch thinly veiled. It's got to be Abercrombie and Fitch producing these films secretly. Go ahead, explain it, Mr. Reed.
Yes. Well, they're hard to explain because they're again, I don't know exactly who the audience is for this type of movie. Each movie, the
but you keep
the
watching
pattern
them.
Of the movie is basically a bunch of young shirtless men running around and taking showers, not together. There's no sex in the movie. There's no overtly gay theme, but they're just half-naked boys.
I think what you've described so far qualifies as overtly. I mean,
no, I think it's a. I think that's covertly gay. I think it's and there's nothing. Well, let me get to this one. The one that I'm reviewing tonight is 1313 Bigfoot Island. That's right, 1313 Bigfoot Island.
1313 Bigfoot Island. Okay, so
yes.
Please.
Okay,
the floor is all yours.
Shot on location in Bigfoot Country.
On the actual Bigfoot Island. Where is Bigfoot Island located?
Well, this particular Bigfoot Island is Vancouver Island, British Columbia.
There's more than
I don't know. It's technically called Bigfoot Island by anyone but David Dakota, but for the purpose of the movie, it's Bigfoot Island.
But you know of no real Bigfoot Island.
I don't know of a real Bigfoot Island. There might be.
Mr. Paranormal Todd Sheets, do we know of a real Bigfoot Island that exists?
You know, I don't know of any Bigfoot Island. I know that there's a few of them here and there scattered around, but not islands. I mean, they might have Bigfoot Mountain, Bigfoot Hill,
right?
Bigfoot Strip Club, but I'm not sure about islands.
There's a Bigfoot monster truck too.
Yeah.
Some
would say, Mr. Ree, every Bigfoot is an island to himself.
Right. Well, no Bigfoot is an island. Who said that?
Right. Wait, I love the. I'm actually on bmovie.com right now, looking at 1313 Bigfoot Island. It is, yes, it is available. This is a real thing. There is more in this series. I mean, this is, we got to get David on this show. Wasn't he on your show recently, Todd?
Oh, yeah, he was.
Produce this show for me and get the man on so we can quiz him about this.
All right.
Please, somebody write in, movieshateyou@gmail.com. Produce my show for me, please. Somebody, bring me a guest. Todd Sheets. Stiffen me. The only movie show on the Jackalope station, and he stiffened me. Speaking of which, let's talk about 1313 Dead Silence.
Lord.
The subtitle, it says, well, on the box, it says, shot on location in Bigfoot Country.
Yeah.
But I love the subhead on the bmovie.com website, which is, the mythical creature is back. Which
Where did he go? Sound
right. Yeah, where did he go? Especially if this was shot in Bigfoot Country, he didn't go anywhere. He was just waiting for the right role. And little did anyone know, what really gets Bigfoot out into the open is young, buff boys with no shirts on. So go ahead.
Exactly. Well, as you may recall, one of the themes of the 1313 series seems to be the soapless shower.
I tried to forget. Please tell me they give Bigfoot a shower in this.
Well, that's what I was hoping for. Boy, that would have been something. But no. There is a shower scene, and once again, the guy doesn't touch the soap. This time, we actually see the soap. You can see the soap next to the shampoo, but he doesn't even reach for it. So instead,
Cut to the soap, though. You actually can see the soap on the shelf. Is it still in the wrapping? Box? Is it still in the box? It is.
No.
It's out.
It's out.
Is it like a little nub of soap, or is it like a full bar of soap that obviously no one's used? It still has that nice kind of like factory made tint to it.
Yes, exactly that.
Because they do make see-through clear soap, so maybe he's using clear soap and you're just missing it. I mean, I don't know what kind of TV you're watching this on. You might not be seeing the soap.
Well, yeah, you know, that might be something that our listeners can determine for themselves.
Okay. You know, when they purchased 1313 Bigfoot Island, based on your stellar review so far,
affordably priced. Now, here's the weirdest thing, though, about the movie, and this would be a good question to ask David. Well, maybe not.
Okay.
But the peculiar thing about this movie is it's one scene after another of a shirtless guy running down a path towards the camera. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another shot of him running towards the camera, and another shot. And I'm watching, and finally I figured that there's never more than one person in the frame at a time. So these are all just basically like nature shots that he shot, I guess, with one kid and running around and taking a shower and whatnot. But there's never any acting. There's never any interaction. There is a Bigfoot in the movie.
There is.
I gotta say, there is a Bigfoot.
Is it a man in a suit or a real Bigfoot?
It's the rattiest
Bigfoot suit ever. Is it a Bigfoot suit or is it just a gorilla suit? Because I love that one too.
It doesn't even look like that. You know what it looks like is, Todd would know this. You know your kids have pajamas that have feet. They're like all one piece with a zipper down the front, right? And they're kind of fuzzy, but they're not really hairy. They're kind of fuzzy, right? That's what it looks like.
Okay.
It looks like a big red pajama suit.
Weird.
Not even particularly hairy, but just like a big red. And he doesn't shy away from showing it.
That's so weird.
We could look at it. I don't know how much he spent on the suit, but it wasn't worth it.
Maybe he didn't spend anything.
I don't know. I've seen some good suits, and I've seen some bad suits.
Does the Bigfoot kill anyone? Is this Bigfoot because from the description of the film, which I haven't had the pleasure of watching yet, of course, that's your job, Mr. Ree. And there is a woman in this movie, and she calls on the spirits of the Pacific Northwest to summon Bigfoot to hunt people down? Is that really what's going on in this?
Well, if you read the jacket copy, yes, that's what's going on.
If you watch
what you're seeing is cutaways to the same woman, the same day, sitting under a tree in a yoga pose with a couple of candles.
Yes.
All right, now. And they just keep cutting back to her. Everything seems to be shot in one day. I mean, basically, for each actor. I think that's probably what he did, was he got one actor for one day, and the next one. it's just completely incoherent. There's no story. There's no interaction or acting. It's for Bigfoot completists, of which I certainly am one. You might be one as well. If you're a Bigfoot completist, or if you're a 1313 completist, actually, on the there's a commentary.
So this will be staying in your collection.
Oh gosh, I mean, I'm a completist. He does urge us. David urges us on the commentary track to buy the entire collection because they are limited collector's items. They all have very low runs, low print runs. So you might want to collect all these.
And these are on cable. These are on VOD.
They're on demand, yeah.
They're on demand. So as bad a review as you're giving this thing, someone at a major cable station said, we're going to put this on TV, man. People are going to give us $3 to watch this.
Now, you would think there would have to be a demand before it would be on demand. But
how do you know there's no demand? There is a demand.
There must be.
Just not in your house.
Not in my house, but yeah, wow. But
So better than than Cougar Cult, better than Killer Bees. Where is this in the 13th? These sound too awesome, and they're like all like 70 minutes long too, right? I mean, these aren't endurance tests. So this sounds like Dakota's created his own genre here. It sounds like, I mean, so let's in the world of 1313. Of the ones you've seen so far, I think three, right?
Yes.
Has it been three? Okay. We're gonna see everyone as they come out. They're gonna check your mailbox, brother. They're gonna be in there. But so of the three so far, where do you place this one?
Well, you know, I have to give the points for Bigfoot, but execution definitely nowhere near the other two. The other two, at least he's trying to make a movie. He's got actors acting with each other in scenes, and I swear, if I'm lying, I'm dying, every scene is one person in the shot, and they're running through the woods, and then they stop, and then we cut to the next scene, and then they're running through the woods again. And there's really no narrative to the movie. But you know, I have to give the points for Bigfoot, so...
Just for having the name, Bigfoot.
Just for Bigfoot, you get points.
Gotcha. Just for the name and the title.
Points. Exactly.
Okay.
If you want a real Bigfoot movie, though,
mm-hmm.
and if you're still looking on bmovie.com.
On bmovie.com? Yeah.
I would suggest a couple of old classic Bigfoot movies.
Yes.
Now, my personal favorite, of course, is Legend of Boggy Creek. I think that was the first one. Probably one of your favorites as well.
Absolutely.
Charles Pierce directed it.
One of the most underrated American directors of all time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
He deserves a whole episode of this lovely show, doesn't he, Mr. Pierce?
Yes.
Who passed on recently within the last year, didn't he?
He did. Rob and I don't know if this is a story for another show, but we very nearly were able to pull off giving Charlie Pierce his long delayed New York film festival. A couple of years ago, we were actually in talk with a person who knew Charlie. I guess he was sort of a recluse, but we had it down. He agreed to do it, and he was thrilled apparently to do it. His wife said, but we just couldn't get the money together to fly him out from Arkansas and put him up in a hotel and everything. So that didn't happen. And then probably less than a year later, he died, right?
Yeah.
So
I wonder if he would have even made the trip, you know?
Well, it sounded like he was pretty excited about it. I mean,
he was
not well. I think he was in the earlier stages of Alzheimer's, apparently, and not to speak out of school, but it would have been great. We had it all planned. We were going to do like three nights of his films, and would have been cool. But anyway, I'm digressing.
You know, it's been 2 years since he died. He died on March 5th, 2010.
Okay,
wow.
So yeah.
But let me tell you, if you are an independent filmmaker, want to be one, or just like independent filmmakers, you got to check out Charles B. Pierce. Boy, he'll school you. He'll school you on that regional filmmaking.
Yeah, and he wrote one of the Dirty Harry movies, I believe, right? Didn't he? Did he write Magnum Force or one of those? And he wrote the screenplay for one of them.
Well, I know he worked on Outlaw Josie Wales. He did some, because he was friends with Eastwood. I think it was Sudden Impact though.
Okay.
I think it was later. It was the Make My Day one. That's Sudden Impact.
Yeah.
But he didn't write that. I think there was he took credit for it, or there was a script, because he didn't write the screenplay. Someone else did. But he came up with the story that the screenplay was based on, but then I think later he took credit for writing the Go Ahead and Make My Day, which, you know, who you very well might have.
Yeah, creative license, perhaps. But anyway, Legend of Boggy Creek is the best one. That's, I thought, when it first ran, in whatever, 73, 74, whatever, and there is a DVD of a three movie set called Box of Bigfoot.
Box of Bigfoot. I like that
box
title.
Box of Bigfoot, yeah, and it isn't really a box, but that's okay.
Does it come in a box?
Does not come in a box. It's one disc.
Does it come in a DVD box?
Well, how about Case of Bigfoot?
Case of it doesn't have the same ring.
Snap Case of Bigfoot.
All right, so wait, Box of Bigfoot. One disc.
It's one disc, and it has three classics on it. It has Legend of Boggy Creek.
Yeah, but although three movies on one disc, that's really got to have some compression problems.
Well, here's the thing. It's Legend of Boggy Creek, which is, for some reason, on the case is called The Barbaric Beast of Boggy Creek, even though on the menu and the movie itself, it's Legend of Boggy Creek. I don't know if they were afraid of rights issues, maybe, and I can't imagine.
Isn't that a public domain film?
But it seems to be a public domain film.
It's been put out like 10 times, hasn't it?
Yeah, and the other two movies are also public domain. There's A Capture of Bigfoot, Bill Rabane's.
Bill Rabane, another one to look up. Little fanboys.
Another regional filmmaker. He did the Giant Spider Invasion.
Mm-hmm. Is that true? Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And the other one's The Legend of Bigfoot, which there's a couple movies
which
by
one?
That title.
Yeah, which one?
The Ivan Marks one. Ivan Marks was a guy who...
The boring one. not the good one. Not Sasquatch, The Legend of Bigfoot, but The Legend.
No, that's the other one.
That's the good one. Yeah, that's the good one. That's the one where he's throwing rocks at the camp. I like Ivan Marks, you know, as
Hope. I'm an Ivan Marks fan. I mean, he took the idea of filming a Bigfoot and just ran with it. People found it pretty hard to believe that you could film a Bigfoot once, but this guy, like every week, he was coming out with a new film of Bigfoot. And it was the worst costume, and his wife was in the costume.
How long did it take for him to be debunked? Was it immediate?
He died actually, but his wife still claims that it's true.
Okay. So, okay. Still, she's still alive to this day.
She's still alive. Yeah, she's like in her 80s, and she still swears that it's all true. Let
me ask you something now. Yeah. Bigfoot films. I find this to be the weirdest thing. Is that, you know, they say every idea is done to death in Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. How come Hollywood hasn't made a Bigfoot? I mean, you know, most of the Bigfoot films that we see from the past, from the stuff you're talking about, stuff that comes out now, is all independent stuff. It's the one subject. I mean, Hollywood tried the Mothman. Hollywood, you know, tries everything. Why is it that there hasn't been a big production, a Bigfoot movie? I think it's overdue. For like a serious, like George Clooney versus the Bigfoot kind of thing.
Henderson,
Yeah, but that's, yeah, it's like a kid's movie. I mean, that's fine. It's a well-made film. I'm not putting it down. But it's not, it's a goof on the Bigfoot. I mean, the real thing, like hunters go in the woods and go after this thing. It hasn't been done in any capacity where even like a, you know, at one point I think it was talk about Van Damme doing something, like a Yeti movie with Rennie Harlan. At some point, there was talk about that. There hasn't been, you know, like maybe I'm wrong. I mean, you're the expert on this, but I know a couple of these films, let's say, and I haven't seen it done.
Yeah, I don't. Well,
Seagal versus Bigfoot, and even Seagal. We'll take Seagal. Just give it some kind of, you know, A, B, C list credibility, let's say. It's got like D list credibility right now, Z list right now. Still, to this day. I think Bigfoot, you know, a real killer suit. A killer suit.
Yeah.
All these films are limited.
My problem with the Bigfoot movies is whenever they always make Bigfoot a killer, right? He's always like killing women in the forest or whatever. And to me, that's not even that scary. To me, like I said before, Legend of Boggy Creek is a scary movie. It doesn't really try to be scary. There aren't really, I mean, there's maybe one scene where a Bigfoot puts his hand through a window, right, when people watch the TV. That's kind of a jump scare. But mostly it's not, it's just it's that unknowing. It's that, could it be out there? Could it be behind that tree? That's the scary part for me. And keeping it vague and not, I mean, it might as well be a bear if it's going to be a killer. It might as well be grizzly. But that said, there is a movie called Bigfoot, which came out in the 70s. It's definitely not a studio film, but let's see, Robert F. Slatzer directed it. John Carradine is the star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Robert Mitchum's two sons are in it. Chris Mitchum and what's the other kid's name? John Mitchum. Now this one nails the feeling of the Bigfoot movies, but he is also, I guess he's kidnapping women and with the plans to mate with them, I guess. So
America's, from the tagline, of course, the infamous tagline, America's abominable snowman breeds with anything.
Breeds with anything, yeah.
Yeah, breeds with anything. I have a German poster for that movie, man. It's beautiful.
It is. It's a beautiful poster where he there's bikers and
I mean, wouldn't you say that was, I mean, look, except for the Patterson-Gimlin, of course, that is the first Bigfoot feature film. Bigfoot. Is that 1970 or 69? 70, isn't it? 70. Okay, I know a few things about Bigfoot. I was just teasing earlier. I do know a few things. I have quite a collection myself,
yeah.
Mr. Ree. I think it was it's the first one.
I think you might be right. But that's also available. That's sort of a PD film, we sort of have always thought. But a company called Cheesy Flix has put out a very affordable disc of this movie.
How much is the box of Bigfoot?
Box of Bigfoot, I think, is over like $10, maybe.
$7.46 on bmovie.com.
There you go.
Look
one
at
thing
that.
I would have to say about that, just and actually to answer Todd's question earlier about
the quality stinks. Of course it does. What do you want for $7?
No. It's not that easy. The quality is fine on the capture of Bigfoot and the Legend of Bigfoot. So 2 out of 3 look fine. I mean, they're probably sourced from VHS or whatever, but they're fine. They're probably never going to look any better. But for some reason, the Boggy Creek is way over compressed. It almost looks like it's taken from YouTube or something. So what I would suggest people do is buy this one because it's cheap. You get two movies, and then try to find a better copy. I think a company called Hen's Tooth Video put out a copy that's also probably under $10 of Legend of Boggy Creek, because you deserve to see this in as good a quality as you can possibly see it in. So that's what I say. Pick up the box of Bigfoot. Pick up Bigfoot. and then try to find...
And on your way out, don't forget to throw 1313 Bigfoot Island into your cart. Is that what you're saying?
Of course. And your neighbor's cart. Throw it into your neighbor's cart.
Throw it into
your neighbor's cart. Watch when they go neighbor. To the checkout.
I'll make your neighbor pay for it. Look at that, man. We got time left. Three DVD reviewed. We're not cutting you off. It's not the end of the show. Look at you.
Look at me go. Well, here's the other thing. Now, speaking of Bigfoot, and I gotta throw this out there because I know you and me and I think Todd are all Bigfoot footers. Are we all footers in the room?
Is that what they call them? Footers.
Well, I'm the kind of guy, I read the Bigfoot forums, okay? Now, Bigfoot forums are like any other movie forum, blah, blah, blah. They're usually to be avoided because you're just crazy people. And Bigfoot forums definitely attract a certain kind of crazy people. But...
Todd, are you a footer?
I'm a footer. Oh, Todd?
Oh, man. It just depends on the movie. I get kind of mad sometimes because... I get tired of the same old routine in these movies. It's almost as bad as the current kind of glut of horror movies that are now kind of straight to video, and you go and you get excited because the box looks great, and you get it in there, and it starts out with five morons in a car. Every single one of these movies has five morons in a car, I guess because it's cheap to sit in the passenger seat with a camcorder. I don't know. But I'm tired of the driving scenes, and now the Bigfoot movies have started doing kind of the same thing. Some of these scenes that they don't even have lighting because they shoot the damn thing in the woods behind their house in the daylight with a damn Fisher-Price. And I'm frustrated because I'm like, quit taking your mom's bath rug and calling it a Bigfoot movie. It's got to stop. I want a cool Sasquatch. I want some fangs. I want some makeup effects that look good, and I want bodies ripped in two. Okay,
hey, there was one that came out a while ago called Assault of the Sasquatch, which I thought was pretty cool.
It wasn't bad. There was another one too. There was another one. what was that other one recently? I ended up giving it to Tim from More Horror Than Horror, and I liked it. Okay, I thought again, the dialogue scenes were slow and cumbersome, but the Bigfoot itself looked great, and the attack scenes were fantastic.
What was the name of it?
God, I got to look it up. I got to look it up, man. I'm looking it up right now, and I'll let you know. Because I can't... It might have been Attack of the Sasquatch.
But I think what Mr. Ree's asking, are you a footer, like, you know, through Night Watch and all your endeavors, you must come across Bigfoot hunters and
oh, man, you know what? I'm friends with a lot of those guys, and I dig them. You know, they're cool guys.
But are you personally involved and interested in the everything that goes on in that community?
Yeah,
outside of the films. Okay, so that I think that's where Mr. Ree was going. Am I right, Mr. Ree?
Yeah, absolutely. And to be a footer, it doesn't imply that you believe or disbelieve in their whether it's true or not. There actually are these hairy beasts running around. You
know, I kind of dug the Abominable, that movie. I like that one. And a friend of mine, his band is called Troglodyte, and everything they sing about. I don't know if you've seen them online, but you can find them pretty easily. You put in Sasquatch Movie and Troglodyte, and they have a Welcome to Boggy Creek is the name of their album, right? And they have, every song is about Bigfoot in some way, and they have these awesome artwork and these awesome shirts, and they're a really cool band. I had to kind of plug them because they're one of the few out there that loves Sasquatch as much as Mr. Ree.
That's cool. I'll give them a listen.
Heck yes. For sure. Heck yes.
For sure.
Download that song.
So here's the deal. What I was getting to about the Bigfoot forums. Now, in Bigfootery, in Sasquatchery, or whatever, Sasquatchdom.
Is there an official name for it?
Acting on the dumb. I think it's Bigfootery. It's like Trekkers and Trekkie. You got to use the right nomenclature. You know, I think it's Bigfootery.
Okay.
And Squatchdom. Anyway, I digress. Kind of the holy grail behind Bigfoot for a lot of people, not everybody, but is the Patterson-Gimlin film from
1967. Of course.
The film that purports to show a living, walking Bigfoot shot in the woods of Northern California.
It does. Isn't it actually?
All right, well, most people at the time dismissed it. Most scientists who looked at it dismissed it as a guy in a suit. There's always going to be a raging debate on the internet. The people who believe that it's a real Bigfoot have a near religious zeal in their adherence to it. They won't let anybody say anything about it. Anyway, a book came out a few years ago by a guy named Greg Long about Bigfoot that kind of exposed the hoax. He went and interviewed lots of people who knew Roger Patterson, who died in the 70s. Interviewed most of the living players and concluded that it was a hoax. Well, since then, there's been a guy who's on the Bigfoot forums and also the JREF forums, that's the James Randi Educational Foundation, which is a very skeptical website. There's a guy who goes by the name of Kitakaze, K-I-T-A-K-A-Z-E, that's his handle. And he has been doing a lot of research in the last couple of years and interviewing people and so forth. Well, he let a bombshell drop recently, and this is something that hasn't even really broken as far as news.
Oh, we got a bombshell right here on the Movies Hate You show.
This is it. This is it, guys. We're breaking this. This is the world breakage of this story. But apparently, he claims, and I'm 100% in belief of this guy, that he has located the suit that was used. For years, people say, well, you can't convince me that it's a guy in a suit, and you'd have to show me the suit. You know, where's the suit? And he actually sort of let it slip. He didn't mean to, according to the forums. And again, anybody who wants to go to the Bigfoot forums, just go there and look under the Patterson-Gimlin film, or do a search for Kitakaze. There's a thread that's specifically about this. It's called Kitakaze's Patty Suit Bombshell. And you can read the whole thing. It's about 11 pages so far. Basically, he has located the suit, and it's either in the possession of one of Patterson's kids or possibly Aldi Atlee, who's the brother-in-law of Patterson, who sort of bankrolled the whole thing at the beginning, and he's Patterson's wife's brother, all right? It could be in his possession. Anyway, he hasn't come forth with this yet. He's making a documentary. It's only been in the last few days, I guess, that he actually mentioned that he had the student, and everybody jumped on him and like, oh, we don't believe you. You have to answer some questions. So he's answered a few questions, but he's being pretty vague about it. Now, only time will tell, but it looks like about to break in that. Either somebody's going to pick up on it, like a major news. But then, you know, people in Bigfootery kind of have this inflated sense of how important the thing is. You know, I mean, to us, it's pretty important. But the rest of the world just kind of just assumes that it's all a hoax and doesn't really care that much about it. You know?
The movie was called Savage, the one I saw that I liked.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a cool one. It's called Savage. And also, while we're talking about this, you might go and check out some of the archives, not only on Nightwatch, but also on one of the shows here on Jackalope called Beyond the Edge with Eric Altman, who's one of the foremost, I would say, most educated people in the realm of Bigfoot study and Sasquatch study. He's really good. And we've had a lot of these guys you're talking about on my show, and they're, to this day, I got two sides that have come on Nightwatch and argued about the Patterson film. And I got to tell you, after hearing both sides and seeing the evidence and the guy not really being able to bring the suit out, I kind of go with the people I know from the Discovery Channel who came on, and they had done actual testing with 3D rendered models that went in and...
I saw that show.
Yeah, that was great. They went in and actually rotoscoped the Bigfoot movement and the arm length and things and how it moved, basically. And I kind of have to think that it is something, because that little piece of film we're seeing is blown up like four times normal from what it really originally was, and it was a pretty shaky piece of film, and they really went in and did a lot of restoration to make it look like it did. But yeah, I've got to tell you, I kind of believe it. I want to believe it, I guess, but at the same time, I don't want to believe it if it's fake. But from the arguments I'm hearing and from what I've seen personally, I kind of believe it. Both sides, you know.
You believe both sides.
Well, no, I believe...
That's playing it safe.
No, I believe that it could be, honestly, it could be real. So, you know.
Now, wait a minute. Mr. Ree's breaking a story here, so you've already heard this story.
Yeah, we had it on Nightwatch a while ago.
What's a while ago?
No, I don't think that this hasn't broken yet. I think what Todd's probably talking about is Bob Hieronymus, the guy
in Yakima who said he was in the suit. That story broke a couple years back.
He's never claimed to have the suit, though.
The guy that claims to have the suit, he says he's got it, but he still hasn't produced it for anybody. That's the problem I have, is that...
Because he's making a documentary where the suit will be in, and he's going to sell this documentary
probably
for millions of dollars.
But then do we believe it's a suit, or is it just a way to sell some DVDs?
Well, maybe it's a hoax. It's been known to happen in the Bigfoot community.
It has been known to happen, but to be honest, I've been following this guy for a few years now, at least a couple of years since he started posting, and everything that I've read from him points to him being trustworthy, and that he wouldn't just. I think that he knows that if he were hoaxing right now, that all of any credibility that he gained would be lost completely. So what's the point? He's making his documentary no matter what.
Right.
So I mean the stuff with Patterson, it's. Forget the film itself. If you look at the story behind it, everything points to a hoax. I mean, it just everything that Patterson did, everything that other Aldi Attlee actually said that he thought it was a hoax. Now he's the guy who bankrolled it. You know, he didn't have as much to lose because he didn't actually do it. You know, so he's not really in a legal position to lose much. I think what's happening right now is that the main players, of which there's Aldi Attlee, there's Patricia Patterson, Roger's widow, who owns the rights now, and then Bob Gimlin, who was there. I think everybody's kind of looking at their rights now, like the legal ramifications. Like, if this were to break, or if we were to confess, what would happen? Mm-hmm. You know, would we be held accountable for this? And if so, can we...
You mean for all the money they've made over the years telling people it's real and selling the rights to TV stations? Because you have to pay them to air that, right? Or is that a PD
piece of film? No, it's not PD at all. Patricia owns the rights, and she won't license the footage to be used in anything that's skeptical. And B, when she does license it, it starts at $10,000.
Right. So if you wanted to, if we wanted to shoot a little documentary and then say, oh yeah, just like the Patterson Gimlin film, we're going to have to pay to even show it in a shot on video thing we do here and try to release.
Right.
Okay.
And she's not giving permission to anybody who's in any way skeptical. So it would have to be a puff piece. It would have to be Finding Bigfoot or something.
Right.
They're definitely allowed to show it because they're in support of it. But
right.
I mean, the thing about Bob Hieronymus is there's no question that he was a friend and still is a friend of those guys. I mean, there are photographs of them together. He was in the documentary that Patterson was shooting when he supposedly found a real Bigfoot. I mean, he was in the middle of shooting a documentary with Gimlin and with Hieronymus. And Gimlin was even riding Hieronymus's horse when they shot the Bigfoot. I mean, there's no question about that. That's all. Everybody has admitted to that, so... It isn't like this guy just popped up out of nowhere and said, hey, I was the guy in the suit. And everybody's like, oh, you're crazy. And then this is the guy who was in the movie. This is the guy who was, like, very close friends. His brother lived with Patterson's wife. Not in a relationship way, but they were roommates, I think, right before they got married or something. So it's all a very tight-knit community, and this guy... The guy actually didn't even step forward. He was sort of coerced into it because Greg Long was doing research on the book, and everybody that he was interviewing around Yakima was saying, oh, yeah, old Bob over there, he's the one who was in the suit. You should ask him about it. Everybody said that. And he called Hieronymus, and he hung up on him. He refused to speak to him.
Hmm.
And then finally, he said, oh, okay, I got to talk to some people first. And he checked with his lawyer to see what kind of trouble he might be in if he actually came forward. And at that point, I guess his lawyer said, well, since he didn't get any money for it, because he apparently, Patterson didn't pay him he promised him to pay him $1,000 for doing this, and he never did. So at that point, Hieronymus called up Greg Long and said, okay, well, I'm willing to answer your questions. And so that's where that started. So he never actually like came forth and said, hey, I'm the guy in the Bigfoot movie. I mean, it was sort of backdoor way, you know. But everybody claims that everybody knew about it, and it was just sort of a running joke at the time, and, you know, he sort of joked about it at the bar and everything. And, no big deal. But, hey, I want to believe in Bigfoot, and I don't think that if the Patterson film isn't true, that it has anything to do with whether Bigfoot is real or not. I mean, it's certainly a major event in Bigfoot.
Yes, there were, of course, decades of reports of such creatures way before the Patterson-Gimlin film. That just did something to make it an American icon. But it existed.
It's almost more fascinating thinking of it as a hoax. It's a very interesting story, and I think.
Well, you know what, Mr. Ree, we're zoning out here into the time where we have no more time, thanks to our producer, Mr. Sheets. And why don't we make the Movies Hate You show 3 hours long? What's wrong with that, Tom? You got a 3-hour slot somewhere?
Late at night.
No, forget late at night. How about Movies Hate You overtime?
That's funny.
Dump it in the 3 a.m. slot. Nobody's listening anyway, right? Well, they'll come and listen for us. So you'll follow up on this story, Mr. Ree. You'll keep us posted. Maybe next week we'll come back with some more Bigfoot, or at least you'll give us a little update on that. Hey, give us a weekly Bigfoot update. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Look at you, man. Oh, the man has found his element. He's sinking into this just like a comfortable couch.
It's getting pretty squatchy in here.
Oh, God. Please. This has been the Movies Hate You show. Once again, the Bigfoot episode. I guess that's what it turned out to be. I'm glad it did. This was excellent. Todd, yes, as always, thank you for producing this lovely show. And bring us the head of David Dakota. I mean, the head to talk to us on this show. I don't want him dead. I want him to talk to us. And Mr. Ree, thank you for your Bigfootery and Sasquatcheriness tonight. And you can get us at movieshateyou@gmail.com. That's movieshateyou@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our sponsor, bmovie.com, b-movie, no S at the end, .com. Thank you very much, fanboys, fangirls, fandogs. See you next time.